Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being insulted by Santa Claus.
Oh, man.
Yes, although we get that every week when Joe's here. But anyway, you can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. If you wish to call in, and why wouldn't you? Number 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Elix.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Pip, and Joe is wandering the desert. Joe will be here soon enough.
He's a wandering Italian. It's a little-known plant.
He's a wandering Scotsman.
That, too.
He's looking for a drink and a nickel. Anyway.
And a nickel.
On the show tonight, a Holocaust-inspired ice dance. Sounds festive.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Santa Claus insults a kid.
Lovely.
accepting a Facebook friend request to land somebody in jail.
That's great.
That perks you up.
No. I mean, it's just all awful. It's a cavalcade of awful.
Well, we'll predict the headlines for 2017.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
And Ann Jackson reveals more of how this whole thing started.
Well, she's just a mess. So anything she reveals is going to be illuminating.
It is illuminating. this almost was not live tonight. Diva Donnie came to the rescue.
I know. He's the man.
He is the man. Because the broadcaster was not working.
No, it did something to the bed, you know. And what do they say when it does?
Shits the bed.
Yeah, I know.
And I was lamenting to Pip Elix how so many people let me down.
I know. And he was lamenting that I was one of them.
You do.
I know I do.
You do.
I know I do.
I surround myself by people that let me down. My wife doesn't let me down.
Well, that's why you married her.
Yeah, although she'll say I'm a nag. You know what it is? Like, I nag until shit gets done.
Yes.
Because she'll do stuff for other people first, but I think I'm so used to people not getting stuff done that I take all the nagging out on her.
Yeah. Well, no, not all of it.
Because you people are fucking ridiculous. I don't understand how you tell somebody to do something, they know they have to do it by a certain time, and then it doesn't get done. But they promise you it will be done, and then they promise you it'll be done in X amount of time, and it's still not done. And this goes on and on. It's like, wouldn't you just want the person nagging you to shut the fuck up, and wouldn't you just do the thing already?
That's the thing. There's something about, and I'm not saying that it's a positive thing, but there's something about procrastinating that is sort of, it gives you a certain level of stress. And that level of stress is like your optimal level of stress. I don't know why it is, but a lot of people who are procrastinators need that little rush of adrenaline. Am I going to get done? Oh, I'm just cutting it so close. I'm almost going to get in trouble.
But think about how much better it would be if you weren't cutting it down. Think about the quality of work if you actually had time to go back and double check and rethink and look into doing something.
It's not logical. I never said it was logical, but I've been doing this for my whole life.
I'm a magnet for assholes. I'm toilet paper.
I'm not arguing with you.
It is just so damn frustrating.
Yeah, you did surround yourself unwittingly with procrastinators. And I'm not saying that it's a logical thing or something that's admirable. I'm not like bragging about it. I'm just saying I know I do it.
/ liars. At least you'll tell me I forgot or I didn't get to it.
Yeah.
Which is maddening enough.
I know.
But you don't lie about it. I
don't lie to you about my fuck ups.
Right, which I can appreciate. Not as much as if you did what I asked you to do in a timely
manner.
Right,
right. But I won't lie to you.
But I appreciate that aspect of you.
Okay, cool.
Joe does not lie to me either.
Mm-mm.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But other people, it's these false promises. And I tell them. I go, just tell me. Just tell me you're not going to have it done. And tell me when it will be done. It's these false promises that make whatever you say utter bullshit to me.
Yeah.
I can't take that.
I know. No, I understand that why you're frustrated about it.
And it's things I need. It's shit I can't do myself. You know me. If I can do it myself, I'll be like, fuck it, get out of my way.
You'll
I'll
just
do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is what you guys want.
Well, no. It's like I know that it's hard for you to delegate anyway. You know, because
I try to be inclusive.
Yes.
With this show, I try to be inclusive, not as inclusive as back in the day, which led us down a horrible path.
Oh, no, no, no. That was ugly.
Yeah, well, it was. When I said, hey, we're all in this together, we're all partying. Yeah. No, can't do that anymore. That did not work out for this unit.
Yeah, no. No. But I think that Joe and I needed to have a leader.
Yes.
We did. It's just the dynamic of our little troop.
Yes. But I did not realize that at first.
Yeah, I
but
know.
But then after, in 2013, after the shit hit the fan, things changed.
Yeah.
But that being said, I still want you and Joe to have your input into the show and feel that you guys are contributing to the creative direction of the show.
God help you.
Exactly. And I think the show's working at its best when there's three sets of eyes looking at things instead of one set of eyes looking at things.
Yeah, because, I mean, although we do most of the time agree on things, sometimes it's like you never know what somebody else is going to be able to bring to the table just because they're resume.
Well, somebody just has a suggestion that I haven't thought of.
Right.
Which I like.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is shit doesn't get done.
Yeah.
And it's maddening.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm sorry.
It's not you in this case.
No, I know. It's
it's
I
not
know.
You
it's,
in the. It's a buildup of things.
But I've been
last
part
week
of
was
it.
You.
Last week was me. I totally dropped the ball on our homework.
This week was Joe.
And
as far as the
homework.
Yeah, this was Joe.
We don't want to show all of our papers, but it's like what stuff we do for pre-production.
But that stuff is relatively minor compared with the other stuff that I need done that does not involve you guys.
Right. I mean, I don't usually drop the ball with uploading stuff unless I'm having tech problems.
No, you don't forget.
No.
But you do have in the past, I don't know, you sometimes wait till the last minute and then shit goes wrong. And I'm like, well, why don't you just do it sooner so you have leeway?
And you know what? And I think that sometimes, and then I go, I get involved in other stuff, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to wake up early and do that now.
I'll give you an example. Today, you know, our SAM broadcaster, which allows us to broadcast over the internet, otherwise this would just be a podcast and not live, was not working at 4 o'clock. Usually I check earlier in the day.
Right.
I usually check earlier. But thank God I checked at 4.
Right.
So I could get on the horn to Diva Donnie, and Donnie was able to fix it. So, but if I waited till 6 o'clock.
Trouble.
Or 6:15.
Right.
It's just, you got to do shit. And I don't like doing things ahead of time. I don't like, listen, I'd like to sit around and watch TV.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
But shit has to get done.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear people, that's the difference. I don't want to hear people nagging me. Let me just get this shit done.
Right.
And be done, it's done with it.
Yeah. No, I don't really enjoy nagging, but usually the nagging is internal. You know, it's usually stuff that's going to screw me up if I don't get it done. So that's, and unfortunately, part of my process is to put it is to wait until the last minute.
I just feel it. Like if I have shit to do, I find it hard to relax.
Yeah.
It's like, let me just get this stuff done.
Yeah.
Then I can relax.
It's not a good pattern. You know, it's not the healthiest way to handle things.
The problem is when there's things that I rely on. Mm-hmm. Things that are important. Services I pay for.
Yes.
Opportunities I give people to elevate them to the next level, possibly, in their career.
Right.
And this pattern goes on. Mm-hmm. It's fucking maddening. It makes me think, why do I even do this? Why do I waste my time with you? Mm-hmm. And what am I doing wrong to completely surround myself with this type of stressor?
That's an interesting thing. That I mean, I'm not being funny about it. I'm just saying that is interesting. I'm wondering why. I mean, because psychologically, we do set ourselves up for things. You know, we do seek out people that are going to either repeat patterns in our lives, or if we're particularly enlightened, to enrich certain parts of our lives. But I mean, like, for example, you know, if you grew up with an alcoholic parent, you tend to seek out somebody with
those
same traits.
I didn't know that you and Joe were procrastinators.
No, I know you didn't know.
So there was no way of knowing that. I didn't know the person who I'm doing this television show. I don't know if he's a procrastinator. I don't know if he's got problems with time management. I didn't know that going in.
Right.
Some of the tech issues that I'm dealing with now. I didn't know the first tech person. I don't want to say they were procrastinating. I don't know what this is. I was not fully aware. You know what it is? I give jobs to friends.
Yes.
I give jobs to friends. It works for a couple of reasons. First of all, I like to help my friends.
Yes, you know, which is very nice.
You like to use people you know. And to be honest, a lot of times it's a little bit more affordable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just fucking bad. It's like, you know, and I wonder if I were to pay a lot more money to a stranger, would shit get done properly? Or would I still be dealing with the same type of thing?
No, probably. It would get done. See, look at MC Hammer. He went bankrupt. He was throwing bank at all of his friends.
Yeah, but I'm not paying you fuckers to hang out with me.
I know. As a matter of fact, you haven't paid me in a long time to hang out with you. And I expect a fee.
What do you think your company's worth? Yeah. In dollars.
I've told you my fees before and what you get for that.
Yeah, but I've never wanted any of the what you're selling.
I know. So I don't know why I'm... What am I doing here?
We don't lock the door.
Oh, I know. That's true. And I just keep showing up.
You keep showing up. I got to move the show to a different night.
Or move your house to a different place.
That's
I know
coming.
How to
that's
get
coming.
Here.
It's coming. Running out of room in this place.
Yeah, I'll know it's a problem when I show up here and strangers answer the door.
They'll still invite you in. You're a very nice person.
Oh, thank you. I'll do a show. Whether they want to or not.
I know where the basement is.
Yeah,
I'll set up.
I'll help myself. Thank you.
I'll plug in. I'm ready to go.
Of course, none of the equipment will work because I didn't get here early enough to test it.
No, you won't. It won't. And there was a little we're moving note, but you never opened up that letter.
Yeah, no.
So you know, no. So yeah,
that's happened.
Just fucking frustrated. I'm dealing with a lot of frustrations these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to keep the shit
Look
together.
At you clicking your pen like a maniac. Yeah, you are tense.
Is that real? Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, totally is.
That's an interesting observation.
That's totally a...
Yeah, I'm not really a clicker.
No, you're not.
Usually a toe tapper.
Yeah,
or a nail biter.
Leg wiggler, toe tapper.
Not usually, but
know.
Yeah, I did that. Did not even realize. Now I'm throwing the pen away.
Hey, you're like, I don't need to... Well, you know, it's like that helps you... I mean, it's a subconscious way of expressing that you're frustrated. But, I mean, body language... gives us away all the time.
I guess.
Yeah. Look at that. You humped over like you got a widow's hump.
I didn't
You're
think
old
the show.
Frustrated.
I didn't think the show was going to get on today.
I know. I know. I was concerned when you told me that you were having issues. That when you know we were talking earlier, I was like, yeah. But
Donnie was very proud. I was like, look, we did it with a half an hour to spare.
I know.
I go. Yeah. I remember when you had to help us when you were on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Donnie's helped us.
Yes.
But I go, look on the bright side. At least when these things go wrong, it's not because I'm fucking shit up anymore.
No.
There was that. He's like, no, it's because technology hates you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. It's really good. He's always been really helpful with me. I mean, there was one thing that he was not able to help me with, but because there was just right, you know, the scripts for uploading the files. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's maddening when you're looking at something a million times and you cannot see the error in it.
Yeah, but I don't know. See, that's something I'm like, well, why don't you? Because you know the places where you have to check where if it worked or not. And I'm not talking about the scripts itself, but you know if it's not uploaded to, say, like iTunes. You know there's an issue, so I'm like, well, why do I have to go back and tell you?
I no,
get it,
but I didn't know for the longest time where to look for that, and then you point out to me, and I was like, oh, it's right there. I didn't know, but now I know that. But when you're looking at that code,
oh, it's hard. Your eyes get blurry.
Yeah, and so sometimes I'll look over and over and over, and I'm like, oh my god, that's a one, and it's supposed to be a two, and that'll be all it'll take. All it'll take.
I guess it works for Talk Radio Network because. They've never complained to me that the stuff you uploaded hasn't worked.
No, you know what? Their stuff is a lot less labor-intensive because I'm just literally moving files from one place to the other, but I'm coding for our show.
Oh.
So that's why, and it takes me at least a half an hour to upload, to do all the things that I do, at least a half an hour, if there's no errors. So, I mean, the scammer clips are less intensive, but
they're short.
The show, yeah, but doing the coding and making sure I do it in exactly the right order, yeah. And that's fun if you're sleepy. That's when I make mistakes.
So my mother-in-law, I visited my mother-in-law a couple of weeks ago. She lives in this, I guess it's 55 and older community.
I didn't know that.
That what?
That she lived in a 55 and older community.
Yeah, they moved to Florida. It's like very gated, very nice.
Nice.
Very nice. It's one of it's one of these communities where they have a homeowners association.
Oh man!
But that's a lot of places. Like we're very lucky that we don't have one.
Yes, yes,
but
I know.
That's a lot of places.
Yeah.
Because I need one more person telling me what to do.
Well, that just rubs me the wrong way. Somebody saying, you know, you got those curtains, and in your homeowner's manual, you're not allowed that color.
Yeah.
It's like, Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. It's about it's people worrying about shit that really shouldn't matter.
Yes.
And that's where this next story.
Oh, boy.
I mean, maybe it should matter, but it's just like, you know, I look at these things like, don't you have any fucking thing more important to worry about? Is this what your life is? And there's a lot of people like that.
Oh, yeah. There used to be a guy that used to stand out in front of the supermarket I went to, and I'd see him most of the time that I was going there because he'd stand there and investigate his little patch of grass. You know the old guy I'm talking about? The guy who's out there with manicure scissors and everything is just like perfect straight lines. The grass does not creep over that sidewalk. And he'd be out there like, this land is Anderson land. You know, like, I mean, he was just so proud of a tiny little patch of grass.
It makes
you like,
just want to piss on it.
Well, it does because it's like, that is so anal.
It makes me want to take their joy.
And this is why we procrastinate.
Because if you're worried about something so insignificant,
right.
I want to upset your apple cart.
Yeah.
Because if you weren't anal about it, I wouldn't even notice it.
Right, but now that the fact that you're out there every day inspecting.
Now I have to spite you. Because that's me.
That's you.
That's me. Because I think you're a douche.
Well, you know, I don't want to ruin somebody's little happy
moment.
Oh, I do. But I do.
I do.
I do jeer at it.
No, no, no. If you're going to be that annoying about it, if I have a dog, he's fertilizing there. So she lives in this homeowners association complex. They have a homeowners association. No, it's that they have a lot of activities, you know, field trips, clubs, all that good shit.
That stuff's good.
Yeah, everything I want, but I can't have now.
Right,
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Don't wish your life away. You don't want to be old like me.
No, I just want to live in one of those communities.
Oh, yeah.
They look very nice.
Actually, you know, with, like, the pool and they have activities and stuff. But then again, every time you go down to that damn pool room, there's Joe. Joe who has lonely. Not our Joe.
Well,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Describing our Joe.
You know what? I have to pick a different name. It's just, like, a generic name for me. There's George. Lonely George. George has no life. George wants to talk to you.
Oh, that
won't work. Incessantly.
That won't work.
About his shoe business.
No, there's no talking.
And he doesn't have it anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No, there's no talking.
And his cousin with a goiter. I mean, they would have talked. Oh, God.
There's no talk.
Yeah. No, no, no.
I think what I would do if I found people really wanted to talk to me a lot was eat a lot of beans.
How about just earbuds?
No, I just think I would have like, because then I'm rude if I have earbuds. But I think
and what you're planning to do with the beans is not rude?
I think when you have a lot of flatulence, people make the decision that they don't want to talk to you.
He's so nice, but he smells so bad.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Yes.
You'd be okay with that.
I'm okay because I don't want to talk to you anyway.
Why am I here?
Not you.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, I think that's the move. Bean eater. That's the move. That's where I am evolving to.
I don't think it's the bean eating that would be the significant part that
everybody knows. Everybody knows when there's a cause, there's an effect.
Yeah, the effect.
Yeah, exactly.
That
exactly
is objectionable.
I think that's where I'm devolving to as a human being.
Aren't we all?
No, I think there's people that enjoy the company of other human beings.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant as far as just...
No, but I think that is where... Because the more... And this story is going to be another one of these reasons. Because the more I am forced to deal with humans,
mm-hmm.
the more I root for the meteor.
Well, I just saw a picture on Facebook of a woman who had gotten hit by a meteor years ago. Ugh. And they were showing off her bruise in this historical photo. I know what you mean. That's why I was posting on Facebook. I wanted to be a porcupine the other day because I was just like done with people.
I got two of these stories about people.
Okay, tell.
I got two of these stories. So the first one's my mother-in-law.
All right.
So for years they had a Christmas display. They had a Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
I guess some other stuff. This year somebody asked them to put up a menorah as well. There's a lot of Jews in this thing. It's Florida. They're old. Of course they're
old. There are Jews in Florida? What?
I know. So they put up the menorah.
Yeah, sure.
With all the holiday/Christmas stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Somebody complains about the menorah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why you would complain about a menorah, but I don't know why people complain about any of this shit.
No, it's like
I get it. When people don't want the religious stuff like a town hall.
Right.
I understand, but I'm not motivated enough to complain about it.
Right. Because
it doesn't really affect me, yeah. but I understand why.
Yeah.
But a homeowners association where you're just a little fucking community of, you know, people that are living out your days, hopefully in a pleasant way.
Yeah, it's cares? Just a community. It's yes. not saying we only allow Christians here or we only allow Jews here or whatever. It's just, it's like what? Because they didn't have a, you know, Kwanzaa Kente cloth out there too or something? What?
And I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, do
I'd be fine with
want.
The Festivus pole. I don't care.
I'd be especially fine with the Festivus pole.
So the menorah's taken down.
And not the Christian stuff?
The Christmas stuff is still up.
No, that's wrong.
So now they have to have a homeowners association meeting about this.
Oh,
that's
man.
Scheduled for later this week. You know what I would say? I would say, fuck it. We get nothing.
Yeah.
We get nothing. There's no wreaths. There's no snowflakes. There's no snowmen. There's no trees. There's no menorahs. Fuck it. You people suck. We try to do something nice. And this is what you worry about. Die. Yeah. That's what I would say.
I would hope for the meteor to crash right into both displays and leave just a festering, molten lava display.
Who's got time to worry about such insignificant shit that now we have to have a meeting? And who the fuck is caving into the person who says, I want the menorah down? Why don't you go, no.
Right. Thank you. Why not? No.
We're going to nip this in the bud. No.
No.
I think it's supposed to
we're
be...
We're going to have some twinkly lights of both denominations
I
done.
I think it's supposed to be non-denominational,
oh,
which is
fine.
If that's the one, but then you got to take down the Christmas tree.
Yeah, then you're right.
Then you can only do snowflakes and snowmen.
Yeah, because it's not non-denominational if you take down the menorah but leave the Christian crap up. Although, I do understand that the quote-unquote Christian stuff is really not Christian and... In any way, it's all heathen symbols.
Don't tell them that.
No, it's all
well, not
heathen symbols.
Not the main. Not if you had a manger scene.
Manger scene, no. Now you're going full.
That,
full
I don't.
Bore
and I don't know.
Christian.
I don't know. They probably didn't have.
But
that.
If they had like a tree with lights on it,
that's Christmas.
That's heathen.
Right, but don't tell them that.
No, I know that yeah. makes them nuts.
So. So I don't, like I said. So then there's a. Then I guess there's a. So there's an old. In the complex, there's a guy who's a big Trump supporter, and some say he's a white supremacist.
Wow.
And and you can imagine the excitement when, you know, Comrade Trump, our dear leader, got nominated
yeah.
for president. So I guess he's, like, mocking other people. And
gloating.
I guess he's also anti-gay, which Trump... But from what I can tell, isn't.
No,
Trump,
he's not necessarily.
The platform, the Republican platform.
Oh, that definitely
Mike
is.
Pence, perhaps. But Donald Trump does not strike me anti-gay as anyway, either indifferent or pro-gay.
Right, right.
I mean, you could say a lot of things about Donald Trump, but that's not really a community where he's exposed anything but pleasantness for.
No, I don't think that he particularly is anti-gay. I do think that he surrounds himself with people that are. And I think that because of the general attitude of hating certain groups, it's brought out the ugly in people who do hate gays.
I guess.
You know, I mean, but I don't think he particularly himself is anti-gay. You're right.
So now, what some of his neighbors are doing...
Uh-oh.
They are finding...
Are they gaying up the place?
Yes.
I love it!
They have found flags of rainbow menorahs. And now those are being displayed around this white supremacist house, like by the neighbors and everything.
With pink flamingos, please.
I it's just like, well, you know what? If you're
That's
an asshole,
awesome.
This is what you get.
This is what you get.
But these can't be very religious Jews. Because whenever somebody's very religious of any denomination, mm-hmm. they tend to be anti-gay. The
right.
more religious they are,
yeah.
the more anti-gay they are. So they can't
I
be very religious.
That. Right,
But
right.
they're probably, you know, we're having fun Jew type.
Yeah.
Like, rainbow menorahs.
Rainbow menorahs.
The trauma of these old fucks.
Oh, really? It's like, well, this is my patch of land and I'm going to defend it and I don't care what you think anymore. I don't want to be one of those old people.
It's just people can't mind their damn business.
No, I know. It's just like, just leave it alone. I don't especially love that some of my neighbors have continued to have their Trump signs on their lawns
Well, they don't know how long it's going to last.
So they're celebrating while
they don't know if he's going to get, well, if the Electoral College is going to vote for him. They don't know when he's going to get impeached or when he's going to quit. So, you know, you got to enjoy the moment before the revolution comes.
Oh, my God.
Or before Putin's installed as president.
Oh, of course. That'll be next. I'd like to see the signs that come up then. But
hammer and sickle.
No, pictures of naked, like topless men riding horses together. There's a...
I saw a picture of that. It had a... Putin, and they had Donald Trump behind him,
right,
on the horse, and somebody put the worst OK Cupid ad ever.
That's funny.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Nobody's signing up now.
Now there's a meme I can live by.
Yeah, yeah. Next to the Trump supporter signs, there the next house over, it has a sign that celebrates the fact that they're deplorables, and I'm like, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's listen, we've talked about it. It was stupid of her to say.
Yeah, it was.
And it was stupid to put the percentage that high.
Yes.
But the people who she was talking about.
Not that proud of it.
Right, but the percentage was wrong. But there are those people that are racist, homophobic, misogynist, that do support Trump.
Yes.
Those people are deplorable.
Yeah.
So to say I'm a proud deplorable, I look at you, if you comprehend what she was talking about, you're also an asshole.
Right, right. Yeah. And if you comprehend the type of person that she was talking about, which is not the type of follower you should be proud of having,
it was very inarticulate. It was very short-sighted. It bit her in the ass.
It did, and it was surprisingly...
Justifiably so, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he says all sorts of horrible things, but it's fine. She says that, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, it was surprisingly poorly thought out for her.
It was bad. But if, like, you really think about the type of people she was talking about, I don't really know if you should be so proud, but the fact that they're proud of it is sickening, and that's what we're dealing with now.
Oh, I know.
We're dealing with the worst aspects of humanity are now puffing out their chest and thinking this is their time. It is like when Satan has risen up and all the demons come out and they're fucking dancing in the streets, go, we are finally going to inherit the earth.
And it's like, oh, look, the Hugheses are dancing with their horns out. I had no idea.
And the shitty part is, it's not all Trump supporters.
No, it's not.
There were reasons to vote for Donald Trump, which I've talked about on the air.
And there are reasonable people who did vote for him.
Yes.
Although
every day I question that. But yes, there were certainly, and Joe's illustrated some of them.
Yes.
And Sensei Ferdico has.
Yes.
I mean, so I get that. But when you go, I'm a proud deplorable, you're kind of missing the point. And if you are, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like if Joe said, I'm a proud deplorable and understood what that was.
It's like, oh, honey, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
I mean, I would really have to reevaluate what I think of him as a human being. If he's like, well, I'm a proud misogynist, homophobe, racist. You know,
right.
I'd go like, no, this doesn't work.
Like if you see a bumper sticker that says something like, you know, I'm racist and proud of it, crash into them.
Right. That's essentially
you know?
What it's saying. It's essentially what
saying,
it's yeah.
Yeah. That's
if you
want to
say you're a proud Trump supporter, have at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, because the people that are proud Trump supporters might be just as disgusted and or enraged if they saw a bumper sticker on my car that said, you know, pro Hillary or pro Bernie or pro
whatever.
I
don't put any of these assholes bumper stickers on my car.
No, I don't either. No. I just because
you should put my bumper sticker on your car. I have a bumper sticker.
You do?
I do. I'll give you one if you put it on your car.
I can't.
Why?
I can't because there's a breadcrumb leading me to you to here.
Nobody fucking no. Stop.
No. No. Yes.
I'll show, you know what? Well, if I. I guess. All right, then.
You
I
can't.
Not, oh, well, it
sorry.
Says it says sometimes life is harder than taking pubic hair off a bar of soap, and it has a bar of soap with a pubic hair on it.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, I can't.
Well, then you do not have good taste.
No, I can't. But
people
I
could know we're friends.
No,
it has nothing to do with the radio show.
Yeah, but if it says that, no, I can't put that on my car.
You think that's the worst tragedy going on in your car?
No, no. As a matter of fact, I'm driving Mr. Helix's car around.
He should put it on his car.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't either.
Bunch of pussies.
Sorry.
So Sunday, bought tickets for Broadway for my mom's birthday.
How nice.
Yeah, saw the show Beautiful. You know what Beautiful is?
No.
It's about Carole King.
Oh, yeah.
She wrote a boatload of hits.
Yeah, she sure did.
And then she
did.
Had her own singing career, too.
Yeah, no, she was.
But,
she wrote a lot. She
but a lot of the songs that you probably, that our parents grew up with.
And you wouldn't even know.
Exactly.
She wrote them all.
I
mean, she was a Tin Pan Alley writer before she started singing her own.
Yeah. So we go into the city in two cars.
Okay.
The three of us and then my parents, because afterwards, after we go to the show and go out to dinner, I got a last minute gig in Long Island, a private car.
Oh, okay.
So we found parking garage coupons close to the theater.
Okay.
I can't find the damn garage.
No.
And it's bumper-to-bumper traffic, holiday traffic, Sunday in the city. Bunch of assholes.
Bah, bah.
I circle a few times, and I go, fuck it. I'm not finding this garage.
Nope.
I'm just, here's a garage. I'm parking there. I paid twice as much for parking. Yep. Because my sanity is worth something to me.
Yes, yes. I can put a price on it.
Yeah, I can. Go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to pay 20. I'm going to pay 40, but I'm fucking here.
I know. That's really irritating. It's like a bargain is not always a bargain in
the
city.
Right.
Yeah.
So the wife and kid get in before I do because I stopped at the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I got middle seats. We're downstairs, orchestra, middle seats.
Okay, good.
The people would not get up for my wife and kid.
What?
You got to crawl past them. Like,
yeah.
Because if you haven't been to a Broadway theater, these are very old theaters built for a smaller human American.
Right.
We are giant lard asses now. We are larger in stature, and we are wider.
Yes, in general.
And we have more shit with us, too.
Yes, we do.
So we have our coats and our big bags and this, that, the other thing.
Yeah, but your wife and child are not hefty humans.
No, but people sitting there might be.
Yeah.
So you got to crawl past them.
Yeah, and you're like, it's very tight and awkward.
Yes.
Yes.
Stand up. Listen, man, I've gone to plenty of sporting events where I've had the end seat, and people, they're drinking the beer.
You have to stand up.
And you know what? It gets a little fucking ridiculous.
It does.
But this is the first time they're going in. Stand up.
You couldn't stand up? Yeah, they just sat there like lummoxes?
This is what I'm told.
Ugh.
Now I get in.
Right.
I come in from the other side.
Right.
And I'm kind of like guilted by these people. So I have to assure them I won't be going in and out.
Yeah.
I have to testify for my bladder.
Yeah.
That I got shit under control.
But this is before the show.
This is before the show.
So they should not be giving you a fucking hard-on about trying to get to your seat.
They're giving me a hard-on. So then, but at least they all get out.
Yeah.
So, fine. So, I get in. And then, but my parents aren't there yet.
Okay.
So, I'm worried. I bought the tickets for my mom.
Right.
The show starts. So, I lean over. I'm hunched over. And I text my dad. I hunch over to block the light.
Right.
Now, I got the usher shining her fucking spotlight at me down the aisle, trying to light guilt me. Okay, a couple of things here. We need to address this. First of all, you bitch. You shining your stupid fucking flashlight.
It's a lot more
exactly
obnoxious than your little bit of light from your phone.
Exactly.
For a second.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. You're not one of these people that has a full-on conversation.
No, if I wanted that, it would have been a lot easier to pick up the damn phone and have the conversation.
Right, right.
But no, I'm trying to be in this.
Just for a second.
Second of all, you know what, you fucking pussy Broadway performers? You know what, you little dainty motherfuckers. Try to do my job when you got drunk shouting out at you. You know, waitresses who learn how to take drink orders by whispering in a helicopter. People on their damn phone. And I still got to focus and do a show. You know what? If you can't get past the cell phone line, get the fuck off the stage.
Well, you know that you should not be dealing with all the stuff that you deal with.
But I do.
I know, but that doesn't mean they have to.
I don't have to have a bouncer like they're still in clubs.
I know. No, there's a completely different expectation of behavior on Broadway.
But you know what? If I'm paying the type of money I am,
uh-huh,
and you can't do your little song and dance number with somebody who's in row R, so like a bunch of rows back, fucking with a wee little cell phone line, if that fucking distracts you, get the fuck off the stage.
It's not a distraction to the people on the stage. It's a distraction to people that are sitting around you.
You know what? Don't look at me. Look ahead. If you're looking ahead, I'm blocking the light. I'm not holding it up by my face. I'm not waving it around like I'm in a Bon Jovi concert. I'm hunched over. And you know what? It doesn't stop them from coughing, because you know once one person coughs, then the whole fucking place has to cough. <It's> Shut up. You're ruining it and you're spreading germs. I'm not doing that. I'm just trying to text my dad, and does he pick it up? No, because he fucking barely knows how to text.
Where were they?
We'll get there.
Okay.
but I don't need this light shaming.
It's true about the coughing, though, because it's like dogs in a neighborhood. Once one person starts coughing, everybody starts coughing.
How about
what
we all shine our little fucking flashlights on them? How about we light shame them?
Yes.
You know what? If you're too healthy to sit here, get the fuck out.
Okay.
I mean, this is where we're at. Because honestly, during the sing and dance number, it's a lot more distracting than me for 30 seconds texting, where are you?
See, now, if you're just doing it really, really briefly, I wouldn't even have an issue with it. I've seen people, and I've had a problem with people sitting there texting and playing with their phone and Facebook, whatever, the whole show, and it's like, knock it off.
All right, but fine. But you have to give it a little bit. You give it a couple
just
minutes.
Give it a minute.
All right, if you know, two, 3 minutes, they're still fucking doing it. All right, do your little light shaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Do your little light shaming, you stupid senior citizen who can't afford a place with a homeowners association, so you have to fucking work as a part-time usher in Broadway U.
Oh, man.
I'm not having it anymore.
Oh, man.
What, am I
That's
wrong?
That's pretty brutal. Yeah.
No. No, if you were light shamed, you would not feel it. You're just fucking saying it because you've done community theater.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck you. You've also done Rivera's and Fairlawn.
Yes.
With fucking people hating you, but you plowed through.
Yes,
I did.
Because
you can fucking, you're a performer. Right. And that's what a performer can do. The show must go on. Not, the show must stop because there's a tiny light on. Fuck you.
we did one performance of a community theater show I was in where we had some people that were special people.
That's another thing you have to overcome. I've done comedy shows in a home for special people.
Noises and talking and pointing and yelling out.
And you plow.
You keep going.
Yes. So if you can get through that, you can get through stupid texting in row R, trying to fucking fire off a text that isn't going to get read until after the show.
So you took the heat and the light shaming for somebody who wasn't even there on the other end.
Well, he was there, but God forbid he had look at his phone. I just taught him how to text a month or two ago.
Yeah, see, he can't do that and drive.
I mean, these
at the same
people
time.
Don't. My parents don't even leave their cell phone on.
No,
they are. It's only for an emergency because to them it's 2001.
Right, right. Oh yeah, I kind of understand that.
Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, you with your smartphone that you haven't even activated yet.
Well, yeah.
So, lost my mind. So I don't know that they couldn't find the garage either. So
right.
They get in there half an hour late.
Oh my God,
that's late.
That's really late.
Yeah. But they got there.
Okay.
First act was better than the second act. Second act dragged a little bit.
Oh.
It was a good show though.
Oh, it was.
I would recommend it. Beautiful by Carole King. Not by Carole.
About.
Yeah. I don't know what she had to do with it. So then we go out to dinner. I find parking right in front.
Of course.
So I go up to West 85th, find parking right in front.
Wow, what'd you go to?
A restaurant.
Thanks.
Kasbah Grill.
Interesting.
Yeah, a Middle Eastern grill, although I don't really know how Middle Eastern it was.
Oh, okay.
But food was good.
Awesome.
Food was good. I have nothing to bitch about. Prompt. I mean, my dad was slow getting there. I took my mom and my wife and kid. My dad was slow getting there. I was going to text him, where the fuck are you? But, you know, he doesn't check those
things. He wouldn't
look
anyway, so.
So I leave at it's not supposed to take me long to get there to get to Long Island. It should take me half an hour.
Right.
So I leave about 6:20. Show starts at 7:30.
Okay.
I should be fine. Yeah. The GPS takes me back down Midtown.
Oh.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah, this is not good.
Now, bumper to bumper, holidays, you got everybody and their mother driving. You got the stupid pedestrians who don't look where they're going.
Right.
The cops kind of fuck shit up.
Yeah.
I don't know how many red light cameras I blew through, so I'm sure I'll be getting a note in the mail. You know, when you see that flash in your ear, you go, son of a bitch!
Were you seeing spots because you kept getting flashed?
No, I know it happened at least once. But I'm trying to get to this gig. I got to get through this red light so I can go up a block and sit in fucking more traffic.
Right. I got to make a left way up there.
Time is just ebbing off the fucking clock. So now I call the agents. I go, listen, you got another guy there. I don't even know if I'm going to make this gig. I don't even know if I want the gig anymore. I'm ready to go. I've had enough. He's like, well, here, call the client. So I call the client. I go, well, you know, whatever. It's up to you. Well, it's up to you. I'm like, all right, I'll try to get there.
Right.
Because now I'm fucking in it. But now I'm already late.
Right.
I'm already late. So I don't know why it didn't let me go on to, but the stupid GPS didn't have me go on, get the Midtown Tunnel on 59th Street.
Yeah, where did it bring you to?
34th. Exactly. I was crying like, please don't take me down Fifth Avenue because I don't need to see Trump Tower and all the fucking protesters and all the police protection that's going on there.
Right.
So I'm in the right lane. I have to get all the way to the left lane
to make
it. And it's bumper to bumper to get to 34. It's about five lanes. about five lanes.
Yeah.
So I finally get to where I make the left on 34th Street, and then a motherfucking cop waves me up and goes, no, nobody's allowed to make a left into the get to the bridge on 34th anymore.
What?
Yeah. So he's, I'm like, well, I got to go there. He's like, well, go to 35th. You motherfucker. It's a block. It's a small block. I got bumper-to-bumper traffic, and I have to get through five fucking lanes.
Oh, my God. Ugh. I don't know. It's nightmarish.
And people do not want to let you in, and I get that. Because I don't want to let people in.
No, and the pedestrians, they cross in front of you.
They keep on, you know,
they look at you like, you piece of shit in a car.
You know who's worse than the pedestrians?
Who?
These fucking two-wheeled targets that have taken over the city.
Oh,
these
wow.
bicyclists.
Yeah.
Enough with them.
Difficult.
They weave in and out. No. We should be able to hit them. Fucking walk. Walk, skateboard, rollerblade, roller skate, do a hoverboard on the sidewalk. Get the fuck out of the road.
You missed being in the city in the 80s when there was bike messengers everywhere.
They're still there.
And they no, but there were a preponderance of them.
But you know what? They were professionals.
they were dangerous.
As opposed to these asshole city bike users.
Yeah.
That, oh, I'm going to rent a bike for a day. Will you? Fucking ride into traffic, asshole. I dare you. Come on. But they weaving out. Then you got the Chinese delivery guy.
Oh, they're scary.
Yeah, you know, they're fucking weaving it. And then you got the guy in the spandex short pants. It's 20 degrees. Really? You deserve to die. You deserve to die.
And you deserve that hypothermia.
And then they have the temerity to think that they're a car when it's convenient and be in my lane and in front of me. But they're going fucking slow because they only got two wheels and no fucking motor. But then when it's no longer good to be a car, then they're a bicycle again and they're weaving in and out of traffic. I don't got time for this shit. I'm late to a gig.
But everybody there is having the same thought process.
Then we should all kill the bicyclists if we're all on the same page.
Now even the bicyclists are like, stupid car, they just opened their door right in front of me, asshole.
No.
Everybody's
no.
angry.
You know, it's like my dad say when he would say when he's merging into traffic like on the highway.
Yeah.
And the truck's like who he's trying to merge with. Well, the truck's bigger. And that was...
It's the law of gross tonnage.
Yes. And there's no more grosser tonnage than me.
Gross tonnage.
We all, they've got to stop. I hope in Trump's America they stop with the bicyclists. I really hope that happens.
Why?
Bicycles are for country living. Bicycles are for country living.
No, actually, we are way behind on the bicycle using in this country.
And they're all third world countries. Fuck them.
Not even Europe.
Yeah, right. And whose economy's better? Ours. You know why? Because we don't deal with these stupid bicyclists.
You think that's the reason?
I think so. I think so. I think the bicycles are holding us back. Because they're a bunch of hippie douchebags. You know what? They're waiting to get their little fucking zip car. Or whatever the fuck they are. Those half a cars that like makes a Prius look like a luxury item. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
these little tiny pieces of shit cars.
Yes.
That's the bicyclist's next move. I don't got patience for either one of them. That's not a car. Get the fuck off the bicycle. Buy a real car.
I think that they're great for the city. You can park anywhere. They're fantastic. I mean, if you actually live there and had a park on the street all the time,
then
they're awesome.
Stay in the city and get the fuck off my highways when I need to make time. I understand the argument for that car in the city.
Yeah.
But I don't, for those city bikes, no, fuck it. You know how much parking we've lost?
Oh, no. When I see racks and racks and racks of those bikes, and I was like, there's no parking on a street, I do get really annoyed.
There used to be there was never plenty of parking in New York.
No, but there used to be kind of enough. You used to be able to find it.
No,
anymore.
There was never enough, but it was more doable.
Yeah.
You only had a circle for an hour. If you didn't want to pay the $40 to park for 2 hours.
You only had a circle for an hour.
Yeah, right.
You have to really know the neighborhoods, and if you are going someplace and you don't know the neighborhood you're parking in, and it's one of those places that's got commercial parking every place, and so there's no, don't even think about parking.
And then the cops take up a bunch of parking, and then the cabs take up parking.
Yep.
And now we got.
And then you can't park in front of churches. I don't understand why. I don't know.
Is God anti-motor vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Another reason
Apparently.
Why we don't get along.
Yeah, that's why I'm a heathen. I want to park.
My mom asked me to pray for a relative today. And I said, yeah, I don't really do that, but I'll think good thoughts.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, you know, because I don't think my prayers would matter. Yeah. You know, because then the big guy's upstairs, now you fucking believe? Really? Really?
But he said wearing his New Jersey devil hat.
Exactly. Satan's team.
No, Satan's team. Go Satan. I I feel very awkward when people say, you know, say a prayer for whatever. I say, well, I'll send good thoughts.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'll send good vibes because I don't do that.
And really, you can't really send good vibes.
No. Well, no. I mean, you know.
You can't. Yeah. If you could, I'd have much better vibes because I think more people would send me good vibes.
You think people would?
I think you would, especially on a Tuesday, knowing what you have to fucking walk into.
Yeah, no, I would be sending them the whole way up here.
Yeah, I would think they would start Tuesday morning.
Yeah, they would. Please.
I think that would be the one
mood.
Thing you wouldn't procrastinate with.
I'd start with that vibe sending.
Yeah.
Right but away. I would be completely, you know, blown out by the time I get up here because I'd be using all my vibes and sending them here.
But you know the show would be a much more pleasant experience for you.
But I don't know that that's always a good show.
What, me happy?
Yeah.
I don't. Have we had that show?
No. No.
Okay.
No, cool. We have actually haven't. But I mean, usually, I mean, you understand that thought because it's when I'm miserable, you're like, oh, good, we'll have a good show.
Yes. Yes, you know? I do. But it's different when it's you.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, no. No, but I even put it yesterday on Facebook. I'm fired up about nonsense, so that means two things. One, I'm an American, and two, we're going to have a good radio show.
Yes, yes.
Because well, that is our right as Americans to have these first world problems.
Absolutely, and to bitch incessantly about them.
And I most certainly am in the middle of one of my bitch fests.
I know. Well, you know, I'm joining you, aren't I?
I have not heard from Joe.
Joe will be here in 5 minutes. Just the second popped up in the chat.
Yeah, I can't believe those time frames.
I am not going to say anything about them. Yeah, I'm going to end up eating something disgusting.
Zip. What?
What? Nothing.
Well, that's a horrible thing to say. It's not much, but it's something.
Zippity doo dah.
Yeah.
No. Right. Yeah. No.
Well, we'll see Joe when he gets here.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least, but we know he's narrowing down. He's narrowing.
I hope
in
he takes out a bicyclist
target.
While he's at it.
He's trying.
Nothing would make me happier. Joe would take out a bicyclist, and I respect that about Joe.
Oh, let me tell you something. We've talked about this on occasion before, but when I, you know, there are the Hasidic kids that are walking up the access road to the highway on my way home from here, and last week it was foggy as a motherfucker, and I'm going, I am going to take out some poor kid on the side of the road because they're not going to be wearing the, like, I have a light with them or something. And I thought, you know what, it is so miserable out, maybe somebody took pity and, like, drove them or something. I know that they're probably not allowed to, but it's...
No, don't know, on a Tuesday
it's
you could
Tuesday
drive.
Night,
there was
you're
no
allowed
holiday.
To drive.
Get a fucking car!
No, I don't... I thought maybe somebody would transport them what? Because, I mean, it was dangerously
God
bad.
Does.
It was...
Enough with the Jews walking in the middle of the highway when it's not the Sabbath. Enough with that.
It's Tuesday night. There's no reason that they can't.
Get a fucking car. Rent an Uber. Enough. Enough with the walking in the middle of the street. You deserve to be hit. I'm saying it.
They're on the side of the road, but it's not far enough off the side of the road. And it is pea soup out there. And I'm like, oh, my God,
I can't see anything. You know, because, you know, it's kind of countryish out here.
It is.
I'm surprised. I mean, because we see dead deer and... Dead raccoon and dead... I'm surprised we don't see dead Jew on the side of the road.
Oh, Jesus!
Well, no, Jew, not Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm confused.
Because if it was dead Jesus, he would come back a couple days later. I guess sanitation cleaned him up. No, it's just Jesus.
They don't have to clean him up because they know. It'll be gone.
Give him 3 days. I'll fucking...
Oh, that's horrible.
But I'm surprised we don't see more dead Jew.
I'm surprised we haven't heard about somebody being hit on the side of the road.
It's ridiculous.
Because, and it's like these... I mean... Luckily, they seem to be, like, pretty respectful of the road. Because
they all,
like,
have that story.
No, they're
about
afraid.
About Uncle Morty, who didn't make it on a Wednesday evening walk. Coming back from temple.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose they're at shul and they're coming home. It's
I get
late.
That. Yes, but you
but
can
it's
drive.
Like, they, somebody should drive these kids because it is so scary out there. So I'm thinking, all right, I don't see any of them, so I'm thinking maybe, like, somebody took pity and drove them. No. All of a sudden, I see this flickering little white light, and they look, like, nervous this time.
As well,
like,
they should.
Yeah, and there's a little huddle
but
of them.
But all these motherfuckers have minivans. You can't pile a bunch of Jews in a minivan?
Thank you. And they should
have
done.
Like the Puerto Ricans and the Mexicans with apartments. Fucking pile in. Get out of the way. Hey, Joe.
Hi.
I know. It's like, get one of those minivans out here on the road. You can't all be doing business
this
time of night.
I'm telling you, you have to set an example. It's time. I give you permission.
to knock one of them off the
yes.
road?
Is no. this, is this the ones that are walking on
yes.
the road? Think, at least they're wearing vests. No, I'm concerned about their safety.
I'm not.
Me too.
Well, you need
I'm concerned about fucking denting the car.
But you're going to have concern about... Now, why
I have no concern for their safety.
But do the
did you see the little clump of them last week in the...
Clump of them?
A little anti-Semitic.
You look at me. You look at me.
As little as possible.
No,
you anti-Semite you.
What?
You shiksa bitch.
What? Clump is bad? There's a clump of them.
But are they wearing the safety vests?
No, but they were carrying one little pen light while they were
need,
walking on the
side
of
the
road.
They need to wear that.
In the fog.
Yeah.
Last week.
I believe the Haftover says something about safety vests and lights. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Does it?
Actually, I'm waiting for it to... Because
before Christ.
Yeah, I guess
I'm sure they were worried about an ox killing somebody, you know? I mean,
that candles.
Well, they're during those...
They're not wandering around in the night, the Jews.
No, but what I'm saying is it's very dangerous, and you don't want anybody to get hurt.
No, I do. You've missed the first part of the show. I absolutely do want people to get hurt.
Really? You're...
Yes.
Really?
He wants them off the road.
Off the road.
In a van.
Bicyclists, walkers. I don't got time for shit anymore, Joe. Got places to go.
Oh, he was taking out pedestrians in his head left and right before you got
agreement,
here.
Agree or disagree. But bicyclists in New York City should be fucking open season for motorists.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew
oh,
pal,
there was one son of a...
I knew my pal Joe would see eye to
eye. I have been in town a couple of times the past week. It was one son of a bitch. I just wanted to run right off the road. You're not... Listen to me. You know, well, wait. I love these cycling dudes. Well, you know, we're part of the road, too. Do 30 miles an hour consistently.
No,
if you can do 30 miles an hour consistently, if Joe, not, you're dead meat.
Joe, I agree with them. Mm-hmm. They are part of the road. I just want to make them a closer part of the road.
Yeah. 30 miles an hour. What do you got to do? 30 miles an hour.
Nobody's doing 30 miles an hour in the fucking Trump's New York now.
Trump's New York.
So I'm late. I'm late to this fucking gig. I show up 45 fucking minutes late. I've never been to a party as a comic where the party actually starts on time, but these motherfuckers have to start on time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So the other comic did 45. I split the money with him.
Oh.
I probably got the fucking light ticket. It's probably going to be a break-even thing.
Oh, is that on the island, right?
Yeah.
Because I saw it. Yeah, it's like, you know what it's like trying to get in the island.
I couldn't get out of the city.
Really?
Get the fucking island, the city. I couldn't get from 85th to 34th.
What were you in the city?
Bought Broadway tickets for my mom for her birthday.
Okay. You probably tried to get through the construction of the Midtown Tunnel.
No, my stupid GPS. I should have gone up. I was already on 85th.
Right.
I should have gone up. Instead, it took me all the way down to 34th. But I've covered all this already.
Yeah.
I'm angry. But you, I saw, had antics in the city.
Just a quick thing. The band played. Fragile Sky played in down in the Village.
Oh.
On Saturday. And
that's
it was
when that's from?
No, okay. but they played down in the Village on Saturday. You're talking about parking and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I get into town, and it's a small little street and stuff like that, and I see the club, and I'm like, oh, I got to, how am I going to park? Where am I going to, I probably have to meet
right.
the guy. And the thing about it is that they're doing construction, so they get this little box and thing into the street. I'm like, how am I going to get this stuff out? I'm going to block car. So as
I'm hump your gear from wherever you park over to the place.
Yeah. Yeah, so as I'm going, there's a car pulls out and moves. There's a spot. I'm like, whoa!
Way to go, Costanza.
Yeah, that was.
I lucked out and got a really good spot.
It's like winning the lottery when you get a good spot.
It
right
was like, it's
gig.
Like, God just loves poking me, but once in a while, I go, what the hell? There you go.
Well, Mr. Helix and I would go in for one of his gigs, and it's like, he's got the whole kit to muscle into someplace, and it's like, that's not fun, especially when you're down the street.
Yeah.
Because his cymbal case alone, I mean, I think that's what hurt my shoulder. It's never been right since.
My arm, because both bands played a lot lately, and just carrying the gear, this elbow, I got tennis elbow from carrying gear.
Yeah.
And what's scaring me lately is, and I've talked to, you know, Joe Cumier about it and stuff like that, because we're all out still doing it.
Right.
It's like the business is getting to you, but not the business itself, the wear and tear of doing gigs.
Because you're old.
It's just, I'm not the 30-year-old. I'm not the 30-year-old I felt inside. I'm starting to feel.
You're not the spring chicken we once met.
No. No, I'm
you're
not.
Old poultry.
No, I'm an old cock now. But
speaking
chicken,
of.
Old cock.
So you posted something on Facebook, Young George Gallo.
Yes.
And Joe had a day out. What did you fucking do?
What did you do?
I was in town enjoying, spending a lovely Christmas cheer. Which has been Christmas tradition to go visit some spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went down.
It all sounds so pleasant.
Yeah. And then
up until a moment.
Then we went down to Trump Plaza. And
Why? You want a cabinet position?
No, because what we do.
You're probably overqualified.
Well, I wrote that. I don't know if you saw it. Yeah. Yet.
And I was going to put something like, fuck, he's overqualified for the Trump cabinet.
Because yeah. I went by, they had this thing, stop, halt, black Suburbans, all that.
Can we fucking, can he fucking move? He's fucking up the city. Can he get the fuck out? Can he move to his stupid D.C. hotel? Can he take it over there? He's fucking up the city.
He is. You know what that
is? He's doing what de Blasio is doing. He said, wow, de Blasio's going to fuck shit up. And he goes, I'm going to raise your fuck up. I'm going to trump it up.
Yeah, and then de Blasio goes, I'm going to send a bill to Washington.
Which is smart.
As I agree with. Now, as much as I hate de Blasio, no. I'm not paying for this. You guys are.
No, we're all going to pay for it. But anyway.
Eventually, yeah. So basically, you go in, we look at the tree, and then we go to Central Park, and then we go to St. Patrick's Cathedral, and then we walk around. So on the way.
Lovely.
Yeah, it is. So on the way down there, we usually go by, there's a Saks, the window, the Christmas windows at Saks.
Sure, Saks Fifth Avenue.
Saks Fifth Avenue. So we like to look at the Christmas one. This is, actually, I've been humanized. I've actually.
Slow down.
It's.
Define human.
I know. I was thinking, for somebody who never exchanged gifts, so now that you're doing the whole Christmas tourist parade,
well,
I'm like.
I know how this story turns out.
Oh.
Because
okay.
We're Facebook friends. So I don't know about this human thing. I'll let you guys make the call.
I think somehow I missed these posts, but yeah, I'm like, it's sounding very lovely. Like a romantic evening from a
cherry.
It was.
What could possibly go wrong?
It was. So we have to go down by Trump Plaza because you have to take Fifth to get down to Central Park, right? So we're on Central Park, and we're walking, and then we get past this clump of anti-Trump Trump protesters.
Mm-hmm. And what are they, Hasidic Jews? What is wrong with you people?
Did I say a clump?
You did.
Oh, you did say clump.
All right, clump. But they're all in this little pen and stuff like that. There's got to be about 75 of them.
They're by choice.
They're an anti-Trump clump.
Yeah, they're an anti-Trump. So they're all penned in, and they're like, you know, all this anti-Trump stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I go... excuse me for a moment. And I go in front of them and I start taunting them. I'm like, booey, hooey, who, my candidate lost. And I go, babies, babies, stick your head in gravy.
I'm sitting here with my mouth open staring at Joe while he's doing this. So what are they doing?
they're totally anti-Trump protesters.
How are they reacting to you?
They're not protesting that Hillary lost.
But they're a bunch of spoiled babies, and it was so refreshing to go back and sink my fangs into them.
Yeah, you really made an impact.
So I don't care. It was so good, and it was like they were like a bunch of puppies. I'll tell you why. We get past there, and we go into park.
Puppies.
We go to the park, and we had a nice time in the park. There's like this gazebo.
What are you, a hobo?
No, it's a Central Park. So, and this
had a
is
nice time in the park. We had some Thunderbird.
No, Central Park. We go. We this is the third year we go. We go by the.
It's nice.
We go by the little zoo there, and we watch the seals play in the little tank. And I go, whose flippers are those? By the way, they had the show. Good flipper ID. Oh, there was a good flipper ID on it. So we're watching the seals, and I'm like, whose flippers are those? Whose? You know. And we watch that, and then we go up on this gazebo, and we hang out in this gazebo for a little while, and watch the park and stuff like that.
Nice.
And then we head back because by that time it's getting dark, and we go to see the tree with all the lights on and stuff like that.
Nice.
So on the way back, they're like a bunch of puppies in it because I want to play some more. And I go, can I yell at them some more? Oh, we can, please, please. All right, they're across the street. Go. That's when I took my video camera. You babies, and then we went to go see the tree and stuff like that.
I bet you didn't hang yourself from it.
Someone in the chat is backing you up and saying yes, they were. They wanted a recount, etc. So I guess.
Well, I mean, listen, they're entitled to a recount. They can fucking do a recount. Recount isn't going to really change anything.
Yeah,
they're entitled to a recount.
But I tell you, the ranks of them are dwindling a lot.
It's cold out.
Yeah, I know. I tell you, what I wish I could have done if I had the time, I wish I'd go to the costume store and get a baby outfit and get and freedom of speech. I wanted to go in the pen and just go, yeah.
Because the GOP wasn't a bunch of bitches and babies for 8 years with Obama. We're going to make him a one-term president.
Line it up.
Birth certificate.
Oh, but they weren't lining up like a bunch of whiny
like
sissy. No, people had to go to work. No, people were at work. Now
that's not
these
true.
Bums.
No, really, who do you think's fucking going to the thank you tour? They're not working when they go to line up when they go to see our dear leader.
Well, they're not complaining.
No, well, they might soon enough when they realize what's going on. Hey, let's name somebody who wants to eliminate the agency if only he could fucking remember the name of the fucking agency he wants to eliminate. We bring
because he knows it's not that important. Can't remember the name of it, so get rid of it.
He's an idiot. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah. I like what you said. Thank you, comrade.
Yes. Thank you, comrade. I've never seen a bunch of Republicans. Oh, you know what? The Russians are kind of cool.
But the whole thing about it is now they didn't rig the voting.
Well, we don't know what happened. We don't know what
from
happened.
From what the...
It does not seem... Yes, you're right. It does not seem like they hacked any of the election.
Right. So for the preliminary reports from Snopes was saying that...
I thought they were a lib thing.
No, I go there, but still, you know, no. It's from Snopes. Mm-hmm. We're saying that it was the from the
people
Wiki.
Lied.
The
men have lied.
That's not lies. It's fake news. Show the proper respect.
Yeah. I love the way you go to Snopes. Go to and like I go. No. Just go because you went there. They have no credit.
I'm happy to
anymore.
I
can't win.
No, he was just remember that. You
no,
remember that.
No, but people on the right will go, it's a lib thing. I know Joe has done it in the past, not so much in the past couple months, attacks. No
I man. Brought it because it's an item-by-item thing. But nonetheless, basically it was in regards to what the Russians are proclaimed to release the WikiLeaks information about Hillary Clinton. Now they're saying, well, they released all this negative information. The U.S. press was doing it, more so. Then they were
reporting
with
what
the negativity.
No, they were reporting what WikiLeaks reported.
But just
you can't blame the press when you go, well, they were pro Hillary, and now you're saying they were fucking reporting all this shit. Which is it?
But they were pro Hillary, and they were totally.
I don't think they were pro Hillary,
but they were totally against Trump.
Well, it's
totally
hard to be for
Trump.
Somebody when he has a crowd of thousands of people pointing and chanting at you, saying you're the worst human beings alive. It's hard to really embrace yourself to that character.
But they were all this negativity that they were bringing, and meanwhile,
deservedly so.
But meanwhile, they brought out all the information on Hillary, which is fine. Which is fine. We do need to look into this, but you know,
you think so? Our dear comrade president-elect goes, nah, it's a fat guy in Jersey. Like, Chris Christie's got time for that.
It's a fat guy.
That's what he said. It could be a 400-pound guy in Jersey. He said that. He doesn't believe it's Russians.
It could be. They still have to do the investigation. They still have to look into the investigation.
Everybody, all the intelligence agencies say it's Russia. The motives are up for debate. The motives are there's a conflict between the FBI and the CIA.
I think that's the conflict right there. Trump
is the only one who goes, no, we don't know it's the Russians. Our dear leader, comrade Trump, is the only one.
Because not enough information has been, you know, that's his beginning, you know, that's what he thinks right off the bat. He's entitled to his opinion.
Yes, but he's getting the intelligence briefings. But I mean, I know he's not looking at him. He's a busy man. He had to meet with Kanye. I understand. They had to talk about tapping that ass. I get it. Yeah, sure. They're both celebrity reality stars. I get it.
He's coming upstairs. Why not him? You know,
they're all friends.
Sarah Palin's going, what the fuck? I was in a reality show. When do I get a meeting?
Yeah, but you're far from reality.
Yeah, even Carly Fiorina was there.
Really?
Like, Carly Fiorina's there. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought you were Ted Cruz's vice president. How can you go up there?
And Ted Cruz is like, really? 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 You jump ship that quick? The election's over. I don't care what it is.
Listen,
I look like a vampire.
Listen, I think
he doesn't. He looks
doesn't
like
he?
Yeah.
I think Obama. I think they need to declassify everything. I think we have a right to know what was done, who did it, what were the motives.
I agree.
I honestly think this needs to be released. And now Hillary's jumped on this. Of course she has. But I do believe this should come out before they vote. Because if Trump did know, I'm not saying he did. I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
But if they have that evidence that he did know, or that Mitch McConnell knew.
Right.
Then we need to know this.
Then we need to know
who knew what.
Right.
You know, I'd listen, part of me would love it if Trump wasn't president. But as our country, I would be a lot happier if Trump didn't know. But we don't know what he knew.
I don't want to believe that the people who were in charge are capable of such treasonous actions.
McConnell was. Because Obama wanted
McConnell wants the investigation, though.
Now he does. But
it was on the news this morning.
But a couple of months ago, Obama wanted to do a bipartisan thing, you know, with Democrats and Republicans. Mm-hmm. And I think he had a Republican on board with it. I think there was one, but McConnell didn't want to do it.
Right.
And this is, you know, listen, you could yell at Obama. I know why Obama didn't do it. You could say he should have revealed it sooner.
Right.
I get that. But I think as a public, we need to know what the fuck was going on. And I'd feel a lot better.
Obama's as guilty as the next one.
I'm not saying he's not. I haven't said that. I'm not sticking up for the way he handled it.
No.
I'd feel a lot better about things if Donald Trump would say, you know what, it seems like Russia did do this. I want to know as much as the next guy. I want to investigate this. We're not going to stand. I'd feel a lot better about Donald Trump if he would take the position that people like John McCain are taking and Lindsey Graham. I'd feel a lot better about him as president going forward, but he hasn't.
But you know what really sucks? What really sucks, and I hate having to say this, but now they're in a position, like the Russians, perhaps China, are in a position.
China.
What are you saying?
China. We're saying China like Trump
said.
Oh, China.
Oh,
China.
And
let me tell you something. I can't say, you know, it's like, where is that made? It's made in, where they make it? They make it in China.
I didn't know that. But now you're...
I grabbed her in the China.
But China.
Anyway, your point.
Honey, where'd you put the China?
Your point before we introduce comedy.
Okay.
When's that going to be? I've been waiting 5 years.
So your audience is. There it was. We move on.
It's coming. No, but what really irritates me is that now Russia and perhaps China are in a position to mess with our elections the way we've been doing to other people that we didn't approve
of.
For years, you know, the CIA has been jumping in and
well,
doing things with
and
the
goose
process.
Is good for the gander.
And I can't roll my chair away on that. Yeah, exactly,
you know,
right?
The CIA
you know?
has been involved in black ops, taking other leaders out for years, and now they're fucking with us.
I don't blame Putin for doing it.
Oh, no, it's all come home to roost.
That's fine. I just got a problem when our president-elect, our dear leader, goes, that's a fat guy in Jersey. Nobody knows.
Yeah, it's like, no.
We
no,
all know.
No, we all know.
And then, you know, he's got all these Putin lovers. It's kind of fucking scary. But yeah, the worst part is all the conservatives that were anti-Russia all these years ago, yeah, you know what, it's fine.
Because yeah, Bernie was the devil, but
yes,
Putin, my bud.
Well, now that things are starting to move along, I think basically what the point is basically... they're releasing information about the Democrats and Hillary and stuff like that. It's like, well, it's nice to know, but we need to look at the situation.
But we've also discussed on this show how from these Baltic countries, they were creating all these fake stories about Hillary.
Yeah.
And people were believing that.
Yeah.
Listen,
it really
something was afoot. Did it affect the election? Honestly, I think it probably did affect the election.
I don't think
that it hacked the machines. So if they didn't hack the machines, we can't demand a recount. Now, if Trump fucking knew, or McConnell knew, then all bets are off.
I don't think McConnell knew.
McConnell, he didn't want to go forward. I mean, he didn't want to.
But he can't also stand in front of the news cameras today and go, we're launching an investigation. He knows he's going to be putting his foot in cash. It's like Nixon going, I'm all for Watergate. You know, really, are you?
Yeah, really? You want to look into that, do you?
You
my
know?
Last point.
Call Haldeman. We're going in.
My last point on some Trump stuff, and then we'll take our break and everything. I want to get Joe's take on this.
Okay.
Joe wanted a businessman. I understood that. We've been over that. Joe's explained why. Fine.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A lot of people did. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fine. One of the things was we were told during Donald Trump told us during the debates, the Republican debates, if he were to win the presidency, he would put his company in a blind trust.
Right.
That's what we were told. None of us really fucking knew what a blind trust was at the time.
But no, we had to start looking it up.
We did, but all right. Well, and then it was explained to us. I didn't know.
No, neither did I.
Basically, somebody takes over all his businesses and they invest for him. Donald Trump has no idea who's doing what.
Right.
It's just that's what it would be.
That's the idea.
Donald Trump was supposed to give a speech about what he was going to do with his businesses this Thursday. He postponed it till sometime in January. He said, you know, can't make Kanye wait. There's a thank you tour. I get it.
I think they're still figuring it out.
Well, hold on. Hold on. No, Trump has said who's going to run things.
But
do you know who Trump said is going to run things? Are you aware?
I believe it was the kids.
Yes.
His children.
Yes.
Who he doesn't speak to.
Right. The estranged children that sit on his lap.
Yes.
So I guess now blind trust is we're supposed to blindly trust them to do the right thing. There are already stories coming out of companies using his interests against our country.
Yes.
Newsweek just had a story that broke last night.
Oh, I'm not aware of that.
Are you cool? Are you cool with the kids? Because you know they're a very close family. So
I think they're very educated. They're very smart.
But I'm not talking about for his businesses. I'm talking about as an American. I know they're going to do a good job for his. I'm talking about as an American because this isn't what we signed up for.
Yeah.
You're fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
But you had a problem with the Clinton Foundation and the possible pay to play and the possible conflicts.
Because they've been notoriously corrupt.
No. That was in the right wing rags. And they were doing charity events. I'm not going to argue for the Clinton Foundation. Listen, I can understand conflicts of interest, and I agree they should have divested. I agree with that. I'm not saying they should have kept going with
it. There's been reports of them being reports about
but
that.
Some of the reporting is dubious. But I'm not disagreeing that they should have divested if she won from the Clinton Foundation. I'm not saying they should have.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if you're going to make that argument, you kind of got to make the same argument. Trump. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, we have to figure out. There's no laws against it. It's an ethical thing.
It's very gray.
It's very gray. I'm glad you said that because you said, you know, it's a very gray area. We've never been in this area before.
Are you familiar with the Newsweek story? Then we're going to take a break.
The Newsweek story on the...
Broke last night. They broke this story. This guy's a renowned journalist.
Briefly, what is it?
So Trump has properties in Turkey.
Uh-huh.
He has this building. He didn't build it. They bought his name on it. His business partner, I want to say the family, is Dorak. Don't quote me on that. So Trump is talking to the president of Turkey a couple of weeks ago. And Trump brings up, oh, you know, I really like this family. You know, they're great people. These business partners of Trump. Now, in the United States, we have a cleric in Pennsylvania, a Turkish cleric in Pennsylvania, that Turkey... He's an American citizen now, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that Turkey thinks is the one that helped start that insurrection that they had a couple months ago. Remember?
The coup.
Yeah. And they want us to extradite him. Obama has not extradited him. So what happens the other day? On some very, it appears, flimsy charges, the Turkish government arrests the Dorak, the head of the family, who's good business partners with Trump.
Mm.
So couldn't you see Turkey? Well, hey, you want your pal released? You got to release. You got to give us this cleric. I mean, this is just one example of this shit. He's putting us all in a bad place, and he doesn't have to.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we just have to see how it turns out.
Well, but it doesn't have to turn out that way. If he would do what he said he was going to do.
They're probably figuring it all out. It's never been done like this, you know.
No, it hasn't been done like this.
So we're figuring it out. This whole thing you brought up, not nonsense, but to be continued.
Right, but the fact that you're okay with it bothers me. The fact that...
Because, to be continued, ask me the same question in January or the beginning of February.
We've already seen foreign leaders say, on the record, that they're staying at his place, his new place in D.C., because why would they stay at the competitors? They want to curry favor with the new president-elect. It's a problem. This is not – he's not just a businessman. He's a businessman with a global footprint.
It's for right now, at this very moment.
Well, until he's inaugurated.
Thank you. And that's the key thing. It's a potential problem.
Right. But I'm bothered that people who voted for him are not holding him to the fire on this. I'm bothered.
Because, like I said, it's a potential problem. See everybody at the end of January, or see everybody in the beginning of February.
Right, but he was supposed to tell us on Thursday, and now he goes, well, we'll do it in the future sometime.
Because maybe they haven't figured out the correct way to do it. It's a gray area. It's something that is not illegal, but is not nonetheless ethical. We've never been in this position before. Something's new has happened here. And there are certain details that have to be worked out. And you think that the news is going to be scrutinizing him?
I don't think he cares. And I don't think Trump supporters care.
But we don't know that. We don't. Everything has been so hyped. I don't know because it hasn't happened yet. The results have not happened
yet. But on January 20th, I just told you about some of the reporting that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Are you troubled by those reports that I told you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm willing to get this guy in that's willing to make changes. We will see what happens.
You're not troubled that fucking Turkey is trying to barter with us by capturing people?
Of course. They're another country. This is the real world that we live in.
But we are putting ourselves in a vulnerable position. When all he has to say is, you know what, I don't own these companies. I've sold it all. Just do that. Just sell it all. I mean, you know, you're a self-made billionaire, you claim. When you're done being president, you could fucking start all over again, and you're going to have more money than you ever started. He said his most important job, he doesn't want to worry about business anymore, is running the country. You know, I want to do it. That's what he ran on. That's what he said. That's why people like yourself and a lot of other people who voted for him. And I get that. I never bought it because I've been looking at this guy, and I look at him differently than you do.
Yeah.
And I admit that. But I still wanted to – but I wanted to give this guy a chance. And I have not been one of these people, one of these in the pen crying about Hillary or she's got more popular votes because I know the game. I said it all along. It's the fucking Electoral College. It is what it is. I'm not crying about it. But I'm troubled by shit like this, and I'm troubled – by the right just possibly allowing this.
I don't think they're going to. You gotta remember something. The right's not thrilled with him, all right? All the political.
I think they're coming around, Joe.
Maybe. But, you know, let the guy get in. At this very moment, I can't make a decision. I don't. Nothing has been put into play yet.
No. The final picture can't be drawn, but there's certainly some disturbing signs. And, you know, not to compare Trump to Hitler, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. But I'm just saying there were disturbing signs in the lead up to fucking Adolf Hitler before he took power, too. Again, I'm not calling Trump Hitler. I don't want anybody thinking that. But there were disturbing signs where, well, you know what, if maybe people didn't wait to see how this turned out, it wouldn't have gone.
He was a better candidate than Hillary Clinton.
I'm not advocating for Hillary.
That's what I'm saying. We needed somebody a bit, you know, this is what.
What I am saying is not sour grapes.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is yeah, there were some issues here that are – they're clouds.
Are you going to hold him to the fire? Because I have not seen very many of my friends on the right hold him to the fire in any of this shit. Are you gonna hold him to the fire? Are you disturbed that he's appointing people to agencies that have vowed to destroy said agencies that they are now in charge of? Forget about what they believe, you know, what their personal beliefs are. These are people that have vowed to destroy these agencies.
Because basically some of these agencies have been overbloated, bureaucratized.
I agree. Sometimes the regulations are too much.
You need to make a change on this.
I'm not disputing that. And you could certainly do that on the conservative spectrum where you roll some stuff back. I get that. I get sometimes
you almost answered the question right there where you roll some stuff back when you get it, you know. So
fine, but that's different.
That remains to be seen.
That's different, though, than putting people in charge who have vowed to destroy these agencies in the past. That's different. I get it's going to have conservative leadership. That's what happens when you win. You get to put the people in charge. I get that. And you know what? They won the Congress and they won the Senate. I get that. But the fact is, he's putting people in who have vowed to destroy these things.
And who's in examples?
Department of Education. That woman in her state, DeVos, I believe her name is.
I cannot remember her name. DeVos. She's
against
for
public
private school. Charter schools.
She's against the four charter schools.
She's for charter schools.
Charter schools.
Now, forget about what you think about charter schools, and it's very valid.
Mm-hmm.
But she has, her whole career has been bent on destroying public education. You got Rick Perry.
There's a difference between destroying public education and really addressing it. I mean, New York City public schools are absolutely horrible. They had the whole tenure thing. There's a whole, you know.
There are issues. I'm not disputing that with
and
you.
That's what she's going
listen,
to
do. Listen, I get it. A conservative is going to go in there and do things that I don't necessarily want. And that's the game.
Probably
and
one of the
that.
Things you would agree with would probably be Common Core. I mean, they're probably going to get rid of Common Core.
Again.
And we've heard your views on that.
Yeah,
I've heard,
yeah,
and Joe's girl also has her views on that as well.
I get it. The conservatives win. They get to put the people they want in power. I get that. You get the conservative spectrum. That's what. And when the left wins again, they'll fucking do what they do and probably be too much regulations and it'll fucking make you blow your mind. I get that. I'm just saying, and then we'll take a fucking break. I'm just saying there's a difference between having conservative ideals and wanting to roll some stuff back and model an agency more in the conservative mindset, which is valid, not necessarily something I agree with on all things, but certainly valid when you win, than putting people in charge that have vowed to fucking destroy it.
Well, that's not like
saying.
Darth Vader was put in charge.
Well,
okay?
Kinda, yes.
You have people, you have issues that have been sided with all these different departments and stuff like that, and you're bringing people in that are judged to be the best people to handle it. And some people in Georgia, problem.
They've judged by Donald Trump,
right?
But a lot of people have been critical of Ben Carson for HUD. Now I'm just saying,
Ben Carson is one of the best picks you could ever have for HUD. He grew up in you know, he grew up in poverty. If anybody knows,
you grew up in Long Island. I don't want you fucking being mayor.
But if you understood what it was like to grow up in poverty,
listen,
and make
that,
something of
I'm
yourself, and see what the whole process is in the housing and stuff like that, from a very brilliant man.
I'm not saying he's going to do a bad job. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's not qualified by his own admission. Right. He said, I can't run a federal agency. Those were his words. Those were his
a lot of these guys that come in can't run them either and haven't. You know,
but they don't usually
do it's it. Like it's almost like saying somebody that you're going to, you know, that somebody you're going to headline this club. Oh, he can't. Oh, you know, I saw him and blah, 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 you know, blah, blah, blah. Why don't we let you go up there and do your set and then we'll decide.
Well, Walt tried to bring up to me with the radio. And here's the difference between me because I didn't have experience in the radio. First of all, I did. Mm-hmm. Before I hosted our own show. But here's the difference. If you put the wrong headliner up there, you know what happens? Audience gets a shitty show. Maybe some refunds. You put the wrong person in charge of an agency, lives are ruined.
But if you looked at their track record and see what the potential that they would have, you know?
We know about Ben Carson is he's a damn fine brain surgeon. That's what we know about Ben Carson. We know he's a brilliant brain surgeon. That's what we know.
We've also, I mean, we have somebody in the captain of business. We've also had presidents that were actors, haberdashers.
Yeah, but you can't say actors. That's wrong because he was the governor of California, mm-hmm. and that's a big fucking state. That's a big deal. Ronald Reagan did not go from bedtime for Bonzo to running the United States. It's not fair, and it's not fair to Ronald Reagan. It dismisses the man's accomplishments. He was in charge of SAG, mm-hmm. which is a big organization, you know. And then he ran California. It's not like he slept walk. I know people like to say he was a dope and didn't know what the fuck he's doing. I know people like
but
to
he
say,
did hold political office.
Exactly. So you can argue about Reagan's legacy, but you can't say the man was inexperienced. It's wrong. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. The man proved his merit. He won. He ran California. Mm-hmm. It'd be like dismissing Arnold Schwarzenegger. You could say, you know, what he did, didn't do, how good or successful he was, but the man ran California.
Al Franken. He was a comedy writer for SNL, and now he's a very popular.
Trump could be a damn good
senator.
President. I hope he is. I'm just saying, there's some shit that makes you go. Hmm. All right, let's take a break. I hope he's good. All right.
Well, thank you, Dad.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people want to see him fail.
I don't. I don't want to see. You know, and believe me, if Hillary got in. I wouldn't want to see her fail either. You want the best for the country. If this is what it is, you want the best for the country. You cross your fingers and hope.
Well, the minority of people, but the majority in the states that mattered, deemed Donald Trump to be the best. So we shall see.
Hmm.
But there are things that I'm keeping an eye on, and I'm going to hold on.
And I just want to preface this with this. Not only are you keeping an eye on it, it's not like there's only one man in the country that can watch this. But there's more eyes than you prying on this as well.
Right,
so you're in good company.
I want to see my friends on the right step up a little bit and start questioning some shit. Because you know if it was Hillary with this fucking nonsense.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Well, let the man take office. Let the wheels take motion. And
then
we'll take it.
The wheels are already in motion. Those are two different things.
Then the wheel. All right, the wheels are in motion. Let's
not in front of his fucking Trump Tower.
Let's no stop.
All right,
stop.
On the break, new music from Jerome Clark, Pop That Style, and Nadia Lost. You can learn more about them at khb-music.de.